On Erev Pesach, close to the time for Mincha Ketana, a person should not eat until it gets dark. Now, the time for Mincha Ketana is 9.5 hours after the start of the day. That's when the Tamei Shabbein Abraham is brought. And 1.5 hour before then, on Erev Pesach, a person should not eat until it gets dark. And he eats the matzah. It is a mitzvah to eat matzah on Leil Pesach. And a person should eat the matzah b'teyavon. He should eat it while he is hungry. And that would be hit or mitzvah. So therefore, a person should not eat from after 9 hours of the day on Erev Pesach until it gets dark. And he eats the matzah. Now, the Mishnah is not referring to eating chametz. As chametz, anyway, you cannot eat on Erev Pesach for the beginning of the 6th hour of the day. And the Mishnah is also not referring to eating matzah, as you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. So that was the Mishnah said, that you cannot eat from after the 9 hours of the day until it gets dark, it's referring to other foods other than chametz and matzah, as other foods are permitted to be eaten on Erev Pesach. However, after 9 hours of the day, a person should not eat at all, so that he eats the matzah litte of it. Even a poor person in Klai Yisrael should not eat on Leil Pesach without reclining. When a person eats the matzah and drinks arpa kosos, he should recline while doing so in order to show that he is a ben chorin. And even if he is a poor person on Leil Pesach, he must act like a rich person and eat behesepa. Velo yifchasu lo me'arpa kosos shayayin va'afilu min hatamkos. And even a very poor person who does not have money for his own wine, the Gabbai Sukkah should not give him less wine than is needed for the 4 kosos of wine that he's drunk on Leil Seder. And even if he is so poor that he takes Sukkah from the tamkoy, the platter of food that's given out to the poorest of Aniyim, even though he is so poor, the Gabbai Sukkah should ensure that he has enough wine for the 4 kosos of wine that are drank on Leil Pesach, that represent the 4 lishonos of Geula, the 4 terms that are used for Geula in the Torah, v'hotzeisi, v'hitzalti, v'gaalti, v'lakachti. Sechasachem paragyoy, Mishnah Bey, mazgulo kos rishon. There were 4 of the first cup of the 4 kosos that are drank on the night of Pesach. And the first one is the 4 kosos. You would recite Kiddush on that kos. Bishami says when you recite Kiddush on Leil Shabbat or Leil Yantzeh, you first make a bracha on the day of Shabbat or Yantzeh. You first make the bracha of Kiddush. And only then you say the bracha on Yayin. Only after you say the bracha of Kiddush do you say Bari Priya Gavin. The reason for Bishami is that Leil Shabbat and Leil Yantzeh starts before you make Kiddush. And just like the actual day of Shabbat or Yontif starts before Kiddush, so too when you actually recite Kiddush, you first say the bracha of Kiddush, and only then do you say the bracha on Yayin. And if you don't have Yayin and you recite Kiddush on bread instead, then also you would first say the bracha of Kiddush, and only then would you say the bracha on the bread. Ubeit Hillel Aymerin, Mivarech HaYayin, Va'achakach Mivarech HaYayin. And Beis Hillel says you do the opposite. You first say the bracha on the yayin. You first say Bari Priya Geffen. And only then do you say the bracha on the day of Shabbat or Yontif. You say Bari Priya Geffen first. And then you say the bracha of Kiddush. The reason for Beis Hillel is that the yayin that you say the Kiddush on is what causes the Kiddush. Without the yayin, you would not say Kiddush. And even if you didn't have Yayin, you would say Kiddush on bread instead. So therefore, the Yayin or the pot that are golden for the Kiddush, they are what cause you to say Kiddush. So therefore, since the Yayin is what causes you to say Kiddush, and you say the Kiddush on the Yayin, you first make the bracha on the Yayin. And only then do you say the bracha of Kiddush.